If you'll turn with me now to Lord's Day number 31 in the Heidelberg Catechism. It's on page 21. Questions numbers 83, 84, and 85 as we complete the first second section of the Catechism. Question number 83. What is the office of the keys? The preaching of the Holy Gospel and Christian discipline. By these two, the kingdom of heaven is open to believers and shut against unbelievers. How is the kingdom of heaven opened and shut? By the preaching of the Holy Gospel. In this way, that according to the command of Christ, it is proclaimed and openly witnessed to believers, one and all, that as often as they accept with true faith the promise of the gospel, all their sins are really forgiven them of God for the sake of Christ's merits. And on the contrary, to all unbelievers and hypocrites, that the wrath of God and eternal condemnation abide on them so long as they are not converted. According to this testimony of the gospel, God will judge men both in this life and in that which is to come. Question 85. How is the kingdom of heaven shut and opened by Christian discipline? In this way, that according to the command of Christ, if any under the Christian name show themselves unsound either in doctrine or in life, and after several brotherly admonitions, do not turn from their errors or evil ways, they are complained of to the church or to its proper officers, and if they neglect to hear them also, are by them denied the holy sacraments, and thereby excluded from the Christian communion, and by God himself from the kingdom of Christ. And if they promise and show real amendment, they are again received as members of Christ and his church. So where does this concept of the keys comes from? Notice that we said, as we were reciting, that according to the command of Christ, Christ has been given all authority over heaven and earth, and in particular, he rules over the church. If you turn in your Bibles to, if you want to, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, we find that statement by our Lord Jesus Christ. After asking, "Who do men say that the Son of Man am?" Some said, "John the Baptist," some Elijah, others Jeremiah, one of the prophets. He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say to you also that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ. And so we see that statement that now the rock that that I believe, the rock that he's building the church upon was the confession of Peter, not the person of Peter. And the confession, notice it says that the church will go forth and the gates of hell, gates are defensive measures, the gates of hell will not hold up, prevail against the onslaught of the church, the attack of the church. The gates of hell will not withhold. Furthermore, we see that statement, "I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What you ever loose on earth will be loose in heaven." One point on that, it is probably better to translate that statement, whatever you bind on earth, having already been bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth, having been already loosed in heaven. And so the point is, who is the one who is doing the binding or the loosening? It is Jesus Christ. He is the one ultimately exercising the keys. All that we as church officers are doing is proclaiming, is declaring what Jesus Christ is doing. Okay? So the power of the church is the power of the word proclaimed. That's where we see the keys of the kingdom mentioned as the preaching of the Holy Gospel. And in church discipline, the church doesn't have the sword. The church doesn't have the rod. The church has the keys, opening and shutting doors. Those, and notice, so we go on to what is understood. What do we understand by how the kingdom of heaven is open and shut by the preaching of the Holy Gospel? Notice again, it is what Christ has commanded. Christ is the one who exercises that key. The proclamation and open witness to believers that as often as they accept with true faith the promise of the gospel, all their sins are really forgiving them of God for the sake of Christ's merits. We were locked out of heaven. All mankind was locked out of heaven. We see that pictured in Genesis 3 when Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden and there was a sword that was placed that turned every which way. They and their posterity, which is you and I, were locked out. The only way to enter heaven is through the key of Jesus Christ. He is the key and the key holder. He is the gospel. And so we proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ to those who believe, full forgiveness of all our sins. But on the contrary, to those who do not believe, and to hypocrites, the wrath of God and eternal condemnation abide on them. Again, the door is locked. There is no salvation apart from Jesus Christ. I don't care what man wants and hopes. It is only through Jesus Christ. And so we call upon all men to believe. Repent and believe the gospel. Secondly, how is the kingdom of heaven shut? Notice it said open and shut. Now it says shut and open by Christian discipline. In this way, that according to the command of Christ, if any under the Christian name show themselves unsound in doctrine or life, notice there's the several brotherly admonitions. Where does that come from? Where is that in the Bible? Did Jesus speak of this? And the answer is yes. The footnote is there, Matthew 18, verses 15 through 18. If they won't hear and it's complained to the church, brought to the proper officers, and if the offending party doesn't hear, they are to be denied the sacraments and excluded from the Christian community. What is the purpose of that? Restoration of the individual. It's discipline that brings restoration. And if there is a real amendment, they are again received as members of Christ and his church. And so the church does have the authority to receive and to exclude. Again, this is the command of our Lord Jesus Christ found in Matthew 18 and Matthew 16.